Taser International touts its new product as one that will help protect joggers, homeowners, and anyone else concerned about personal safety. The Taser C2 is smaller and sleeker than previous civilian versions. Unveiled recently at a trade show, it's the size of a TV remote control and will come in flashy colors like metallic pink and electric blue. It will be legal in most states, not Wisconsin, though. Wisconsin outlawed citizen use of electronic weapons in the 1980s. The biggest and best known maker of stun guns says it won't try to get that law off the books just yet. Tom Smith is co-founder of Taser International.
So at some point in the future, I think we'll look at that, but right now we have plenty of opportunities in other locations.
The Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association has not taken a stand on lifting that prohibition. However, the group's executive director, Dan Vergine, says they are concerned that widespread use of such weapons could make them readily available to criminals who might use them against law enforcement.
Our concern always is it worth it to have that kind of exposure? I don't have the answer to that right now. There are other ways for people to defend themselves.
There's been criticism by Amnesty International and other groups that stun guns may be linked to injury or death. Taser says its latest citizen version is less powerful than the model used by police and that the electronic weapon would not be activated by the company until the purchaser passes a background check. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.